My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, talented, and always friendly star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can catch them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their music at capitalsteps.com, or you can also get a copy of their brand new CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. And Elena, you know, we just got through a pretty rough and tumble campaign season back in 2012, and we're right back at it thanks to the resignation of Senator DeMint in South Carolina. Congressman Tim Scott got appointed to that seat. So there was an open House seat, and guess who was back? Mark Sanford, the two-term governor of South Carolina, who famously really wasn't on the Appalachian Trail. He was actually with his mistress in Argentina. He served out his term, and everyone thought he was not going to run for anything ever again. And lo and behold, he did when this seat opened up, and he ended up running against Stephen Colbert's sister, who, as far as we can tell, her number one political qualification is that she's Stephen Colbert's sister. So what did you make of this race? This was like a Capitol Steps dream race.
Quite an impressive summary in like 1 minute or less. It really was. It was good. Well, you know, we have somebody who knows about foreign affairs, that's for sure, in the seat. So that's good.
Make sure he gets on that committee. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but the thing, well, you know, the thing is, and everybody was like, oh, he lied. And it's like, yeah, he lied, but, you know, like that qualifies him for Congress, right? So, you know, he's one of the Capitol Steps' favorite politicians. And as you know, we're always looking to use our favorite show tunes. And so the minute we heard he was in Argentina, we went to the Avita score and opened the book, and there it was.
There you go.
And I thought it would be fun to bring that back today because it's such a fond memory of when he first got caught.
Oh, here we go.
And now, please welcome the governor of South Carolina, Mark Sanford.
It isn't easy to run a state. You have to take strong moral stands, like how marriage is sacred and has always been. A holy union between man and wife and a girl on the side. I'll get a reality show. They're calling it Sanford and Sin. I told my staff that I longed to climb high up on some Argentinian tail, but they thought that I said Appalachian Trail. You don't believe me. My staff went to South Carolina schools, so how could they possibly know about other countries at all? Don't cry. Argentina, I'm driving the seacoast highway. I met a female through some hot emails. She said it's sweet there, there's tasty meat there. What happens in Argentina should stay in Argentina. Our USA laws have an escape clause. Our statutes vanish when you speak Spanish. Have I said too much? I'm sorry to have dropped this bomb, but I promise it's the last time I'll ever go on Match.com.
Oh, Elena. And then right after he got the nomination, he was charged with trespassing on his wife's property because he didn't ask for permission, and he still won. And you know?
I mean, like I say, he's going to fit right in, and and I wish him well.
You know, Anthony Weiner's running for mayor of New York City. He, on Tuesday night, he must have just been like, yes!
Is that official? Because I really hope he does.
I thought it was. I thought he had filed, I'd already filed papers.
Oh,
so,
wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful news. Just goes to show that capital steps do not have the best interests of anyone at heart except ourselves. That's really all we care about.
Well, that's served you very well for quite a while now. So what else are you guys following now? All sorts of different stuff.
Well, we're following the Gang of Eight with Marco Rubio.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get that a recording of that song for you, but we found that we wrote it to Ricky Martin, the Beato Loco, and we find that our singers can't get the words out and dance at the same time. So we have yet to get a clean recording of that one. But we'll get that next week, hopefully.
All right. And apparently Ted Cruz is thinking about running for president. Just got to the Senate. We'll find out if that's true.
Are we really already talking about 2016? We are, aren't we?
We are. Oh, Chris Christie's already talking about it. You know, people are making trips to Iowa. I think Rand Paul's headed to Iowa or something. So it's never too early, Elena. It is for most people, but not for them, and for the most part, not for us, because then it gives us something to talk about.
I'd like to talk about 2020.
Are you thinking about running yourself?
I'd just like to skip 2016, go right to 2020. You know, Chelsea Clinton versus who's Jeb's son?
George P. Chelsea against George P., huh? Wow.
Could happen.
Well, another exciting week has come to a close here in Washington, and I know you'll have something fun and exciting for us next week as well.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. You can get a copy of their brand new CD there, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.